Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are going to present to you once again a Muser tradition, Gordo's Valentine's Day card.
No, these are the Muser's Valentine's Day cards.
No, we're Gordo's. From these. We have nothing to do with them.
In which George and Craig, they wrote these, and I kind of proofread them and corrected spelling.
No. We did not write these.
Okay, this is what's so tense about Valentine's Day this time, reading our cards, is we have a lot of new people from our Arlington branch. You know, we've merged companies, and we got a lot of BAP people and KSCS, and so these women are here who work for those entities, and I don't know that they're so familiar with the offensive Valentine's Day concept.
Unsuspecting is how I would describe them.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, ma'am?
Jane.
Jane. And what do you do up here at Cumulus Nation?
I am the traffic manager at KSCS.
Okay. And most people would think that means, you know, cars and things like that, but it doesn't. It means commercials, right?
Schedule the commercials.
Okay, Jane, now I have to apologize in advance for this. Now, the requirements here are that you have to read it exactly as it's printed due to the broadcast laws of our nation.
Will do.
And these are examples of Valentine's cards that are a little tense.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't have to put up with this with Terry Dorsey, I don't think.
Get right into the mic if you can.
Dear February 14th lover, our first Valentine's, all I wanted was your hand in marriage. Now I just hand you in my... Now I just your hand in my cargo shorts?
No, it's a want.
Okay, you're missing a word.
Yeah, I forgot to proofread. That was George who wrote that. Now I just want your hand in my cargo shorts. Should you ever be wearing those on Valentine's night?
No, not at all.
No.
All right.
Wow, look at this.
All right, what can I do to make your show better here?
Well, this is going to be romantic. It's Terry Dorsey from KSCS.
Thank you.
All right, Terry, we're going to ask you to read a Valentine's Day card.
All right, I'd love to.
Okay, there you go. Just read it as written.
All right, here we go. To my heart-stealing Valentine, you know what says I love you more than a card? My handprints on your ass, Gordon.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's Terry.
I can't believe Terry would talk like that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm not allowed to say that over there. This was great.
You can say it here, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
There he goes.
All right,
nice. Terry Dorsey. Wow.
What's your name, ma'am?
It's Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. What do you do up here?
I'm the traffic manager for WBAP in Elfin.
All right.
Okay.
Not that kind of traffic, Jared.
WBAP FM?
AM and FM.
Oh, okay.
Y'all have two?
We have two.
Wow, that's crazy.
Does the 820 signal not cover the entire Metroplex?
Well, it does. We still need 96.
Yeah, that's something else.
All right, here you go.
Hang on, we set off an alarm.
Okay.
Enjoy that.
Dear 14th of February Maiden, love is a four-letter word, but it's not the four-letter word I am going to do to you tonight. Oh, wear loose clothing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
Thanks.
What's your name, ma'am?
Paula.
Paula, what do you do?
I'm in WBAP sales.
WBAP sales, okay.
Supposed to be in a cold call session right now.
Oh, you're right. Right. Yeah. Don't worry about that. BAP sells itself.
Yeah. Exactly.
They got two signals.
All right, go ahead and read that, Paula.
Dear new love, I'm about to say those three words that every girl wants to hear. That's right, grab your ankles.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, apologize for him.
So sorry. It's going to make the thing so uncomfortable.
Well, what are the three words that girls want to hear?
I guess I love you.
Yeah.
What's your name, ma'am?
Donna.
Hey,
it's Donna.
She's the she's kind of the ticket den mother. She keeps everything going up here.
She runs the place.
Right.
Not the encoder, though.
Oh, wow.
Stop bringing that up.
Set off the alarm. You set off the management alarm there. Okay, Donna, go ahead and read your Valentine's card.
Dear person who captured my fancy, you know how, you know...
I may have to correct some of this.
You know when I stopped loving you? When the cops showed up and put up the yellow tape, Gordon.
All right. Who do we have here?
Well,
look how reluctant she is to approach the microphone.
My name is Becky.
Oh, Becky.
It's Miss Becky.
Hey.
We've known Becky for years.
All right, Becky. How long have you known Becky?
We used to work with her at KRLD back in the day.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Tell that story again.
We used to work with her at KRLD back in the day.
Well, it was better the second time.
Thank you.
All right, great storyteller. Read your exclusive Valentine's card.
Okay. Hey, sugar lips. I used to think only a lifetime with you could make me happy. Now I'll just take a steak and some mouth love.
Oh my gosh,
Becky!
Jeez. Oh, laughing back there. Wait. Why are they laughing at
They're
that?
Scoring well with the participants.
These cards are quite direct, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you this one. What's your name, ma'am?
Alexis.
Hey, all right. It's our old pal Alexis.
Hi.
Hi, Alexis. Now,
that is traffic.
Now, that is the traffic we're used to. Now, how old are you, Alexis?
I'm 30.
Okay. All right. You're not completely not useful yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a joke. Just a joke.
Boy, hey. The ladies in the room were laughing until that moment.
Terry Dorsey wrote that joke.
I'm 63, so I'm older. All right. Go ahead and read your card, Alexis.
Dear kinky lover, let's do something new this Valentine's Day, like your college roommate. Seriously, text her now. Gordon.
Everyone should do something new. All right. Here, we're going back through now. Come on.
Come on. They get better.
Paula, kind of. Right?
Yes.
All right, Paula. This is Paula again. Oh, my Lord.
I forgot to do
that. Oh, no.
Paul shocks in, him. I apologize in advance for this one. All right, Paula, go ahead.
Dear Cupid arrow victim, you know what my favorite part of you is. Whichever one goes down the disposal, the easiest. Love, Gordon.
You are such a mass murderer in waiting.
I am not, and this next one will prove it.
Uh-oh. Hey, girlfriend, some things will never get old, and you're one of them. Prepare to die, Gordon.
Constant theme.
So disturbing.
All right, here's our next one.
Hey, sweetie, I would say you are the lover I've always dreamed of, but you don't have a penis. Gordon.
I meant to edit that one out. Whoa. That was more. I actually sent that one earlier
today.
That
was from your private collection.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
it's Donna. She'll read anything.
Oh.
They get worse here towards the end. I'm just warning you.
Dear sweet, sweet, sweetheart girl, they say a relationship always must reinvent. That's why I'm going to back door tonight. Just relax, Gordon.
You gave that to Donna.
Donna?
Good it's, sweet it's, Donna. Wow.
It's a reference to
the
a housing
mother
arrangement.
Of the ticket?
A housing arrangement. You're going to come up the back.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Boy, got silent in the room.
This one's fine. This one's okay. We're back.
Okay, now we're back. Okay. Hey! All right, come on.
Okay. Here's Becky.
All right. Hey, Valentine Cupid love. Last night I saw something on your face that said you loved me. Oh, yeah, it was my genitals.
Oh, that's better. You made Becky read that?
Wow.
We've known her since the KRLD days. Brad Shand never did that to her.
Oh, okay. Wow. I sure? hold in my hand the final Valentine's Day card. A classic. All the women are cheering in relief. They're all relieved. All right, and to read this one, here is our very own lovely Alexis Smith. So
that's right.
Okay, here you go.
That's right.
Who's that?
Dear person so dear, Valentine's Day only comes once a year. Unlike me, when I look at your picture, Gordon.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, listen to the response.
They're all just walking out.
All grumbling and walking out.
Are you walking
lots of
out?
Moans and gasps.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh. They're going to be disturbed all day now.
I'm going to be disturbed all day now.
That's so sick. Hey, thanks, Alexis.
Thank you.
Bye.
Boy, they couldn't get out of here fast enough.
I thought you were going to bring them down just a little bit this year because of our new working conditions.
No. Now that I found out that you can't get fired from the company?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot
it's
about
full
that.
Full throttle,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, I forgot about that loophole.
Speaking of that, what you made the subject of that last card.
What?
Have you guys seen the show Two Broke Girls on CBS?
No. Is that with Kat or Dennings?
I think so, yes.
Whom I love.
I've seen a total of 2 minutes of it, and it was last night. When I turned it on, it was on CBS.
They say stuff like that?
That word that was the punch word in your... In your card, they had an entire scene where they went back and forth using that word. Can you make me blank?
Okay.
This is on primetime CBS, a sitcom, and it went on. I could not believe how long it went on. So basically, primetime, over the air, anything flies these
and
days.
And that's not even in the 9 o'clock safe zone, right? It's early, like 7:30.
Yeah. 7 to 7:30. Unbelievable.
Okay. Thank you, Gordon.